From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. State lawmakers have teamed up with agricultural groups in Missouri and elsewhere to urge President Donald Trump and Congress not to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Trump has been critical of NAFTA, but Republican Senator Dan Hageman from rural northwestern Missouri says most of the state's ag exports go to free trade agreement markets like Mexico and Canada, with at least 250,000 jobs in Missouri tied to agriculture.
We produce a whole lot more feed and fiber and product than we can possibly use in the state of Missouri. So exports and trades are dramatically important for us, and we need to really continue to support these efforts.
Hageman says without NAFTA, Mexico and Canada would be able to seek out bilateral trade agreements with the EU and other international markets and deal a serious blow to Missouri's agriculture industry. The St. Louis-based utility company Ameren plans an $11 million program aimed at creating about 1,200 charging station plugs for electric vehicles. Ameren's Charge Ahead plan, detailed today in a Missouri Public Service Commission filing, also calls for adding electrified vehicles, including forklifts, in commercial settings. If approved, Ameren's plan would provide incentives for installation of charging stations throughout its service area, many of them near interstate highways. Ameren Missouri President Michael Mohn says the program seeks to reduce costs for electric vehicle customers, to improve air quality by reducing emissions, and to promote economic growth. Senator Caleb Rowden withdrew a bill aimed at increasing the cap on in-state tuition for public universities following a filibuster yesterday. The bill would have allowed universities to raise tuition prices to up to 10% above the inflation rate. Christopher Dade is the president of the MU chapter of the Associated Students of the University of Missouri, which advocates for students at the four UM campuses in the state legislature. He says his group actually supported the measure.
Basically, because this bill would allow sort of a pressure release valve for universities, at least in the short term, to kind of find some other revenue sources to allow universities like Mizzou, the UM system, but all public universities in the state to continue providing the education that students expected when they enrolled in these universities.
Governor Greitens' proposed budget would cut $98 million from higher education statewide, including $43 million from the UM system. Yesterday afternoon, the Missouri House approved a bill designating July 7th as Missouri Sliced Bread Day. The date commemorates the first sale of sliced bread in 1928 in the northwestern Missouri town of Chillicothe. Representative Richard Brown, a Democrat from Kansas City, called for bipartisan support.
This bill is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and if we don't pass this bill, we'll all be toast. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I urge the body to pass this bill.
The bill passed 128-16 and now heads to the Senate. A St. Louis grand jury has indicted Missouri Governor Eric Greitens on a felony invasion of privacy charge. The city circuit attorney's office said today that Greitens allegedly took a compromising photo of a woman with whom he had an affair in 2015. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner launched an investigation this year after Greitens admitted to an affair with his St. Louis hairdresser that began in March 2015. He was elected governor in November 2016. Gardner declined comment beyond a brief news release, but spokeswoman Susan Ryan confirmed the indictment stemmed from a photo Greitens allegedly took of the hairdresser. The indictment states that on March 21, 2015, Greitens photographed a woman identified only by her initials in a state of full or partial nudity without her knowledge or consent. The indictment said Greitens transmitted the image contained in the photograph in a manner that allowed access to that image via a computer. Greitens was taken into custody in St. Louis and released on his own recognizance, Ryan said. Messages seeking comment from Greitens and his attorney were not immediately returned. Greitens has repeatedly denied blackmailing the woman, but has repeatedly refused to answer questions about whether he took a photo. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.